Hi, everyone. Welcome to another thrilling new episode of Brown Eyed Junicorn, the last episode of Brown Eyed Junicorn before the rebranded title. I wanted to drop this final episode because I felt like I just needed the perfect cherry on top to launch me into the next phase of this podcast. And I felt, what better person to finish off this podcast with than with the ultimate Brown Eyed Junicorn herself, Jill Zarin of Real Housewives of New York, businesswoman, Jewish mother, entrepreneur. I love her. And she was like a dream guest. Like, truly, I was like, I can't think of a better final guest than Jill Zarin. Well, guess what, motherfuckers? I got Jill Zarin. I interviewed Jill Zarin. She was amazing. She was every ounce of like ooey gooey Jewish mother love that I could have ever dreamed of. And I had such a nice like 20 something minute conversation with her about everything she's been doing in quarantine. And she gives some Jewish mother wisdom. She talks about what she thinks of the show now. So it was such a lovely conversation. And I felt that I'm just so excited. It was the perfect way to sort of close out this chapter. So without further ado, here's my interview with Jill Zarin. Okay, so Jill Zarin, thank you so much for being here. I want to get into it because I know we're pressed for time, but you've been really busy in quarantine because, you know, you've been continuing both your business and your charity work. And I kind of just want to hear about all the projects you have going on right now.
Well, thank you very much. And by the way, congratulations on your podcast. I know how competitive and difficult it is to do. So good for you for, you know, doing it and sticking to it.
Thank you.
I wish I could stick to one thing. And, I'm always like moving around. So what happened in quarantine was I was down here with my boyfriend, Gary. We were down here already. And then Allie came down at the beginning. And we got motivated to do something called Nauseous for Nurses, to feed nurses, because I had heard on my sister's radio show, the Lisa Wexler Show in Connecticut, that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton had sent some pizzas to the local hospital. Mm-hmm. And that was the impetus that got us started. So we started donating to our local hospital here called Boca Regional. And then we wanted to make it bigger. We had nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. Nothing else to do. Everybody was sitting home doing nothing. So rather than sitting home doing nothing productive, other than jigsaw puzzles and everything else we were doing.
Right.
Allison and I started Nauseous for Nurses. And in the beginning, I funded it myself, but then we wanted to make it bigger, so we started this GoFundMe. We've raised about $55,000.
It's amazing.
We're running out of money. It's amazing, but we're running out of money. So if you look at the GoFundMe, you'll see hundreds of pictures from thousands of nurses and hospitals that we have donated to over the last 8 weeks. You know, many of the GoFundMes that people started, which were great, they really only lasted like a week or two.
Right.
And that was it. So the hospitals aren't getting what they were getting in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And they need to feel the love. I mean, maybe there's if you want to call it a lull, it's not really, a little lull in the system. Mm-hmm. As soon as everybody starts going out and socializing, you know in 2 weeks it's going to be back to where we started.
Absolutely.
Or at least close. So we want to keep it going. And we send all kinds of food. We send cookies. We send donuts. We send pizza. Not pizza, sorry. We don't do any pizzas because we don't want shared food. We mm-hmm. do individual meals. We do Mexican. And then we do, if we can, if it's a small ward, we'll do a whole dinner. We'll do a whole lunch and salads and the whole thing. You can't imagine. And because of that and the relationships Allison formed with all these hospitals, administrators, and nurses, you know, they told us, and because you talk on the phone about what's going on, what do you need? At the beginning, they needed rides in New York City. Because we're supporting multiple cities. So mm-hmm. in New York City, they needed rides to work because the subways weren't safe and there were less riders on them. And the night shifts were, you know, nervous. A young girl, 22 years old, shouldn't be on a subway anyway at night, but let alone now when they're deserted.
Right.
So we called Lyft, and Lyft did a collab with me where I donated money and they matched me. And we started giving $100 gift cards to all the nurses who asked. So we have never said no. They find me on Instagram. They find me on Facebook. They find me on my website, JillZarin.com. And we have never said no yet. I hope we never have to.
That's incredible.
That's why we're hustling to raise money. But we're giving $100 gift cards to anybody who needs it. And all they have to do is just tell us. You know, it's a trust system, you know. Mm-hmm. My dog is barking. Then the other thing that came out of this whole thing is masks. So my boyfriend became a distributor for a company that he used to do business with when he was working in the garment industry, which is now closed. Mm-hmm. So He pivoted, and now because of his relationship and getting us the most amazing, comfortable 2- and 3-ply masks, Allie and I started a tie-dye business because, number one, tie-dye, I'm just looking outside to see why my dog is barking. Tie-dye is so on trend.
Yes.
I didn't even realize that that was a trend before COVID.
I didn't either.
It's everywhere, and there's no way it happened in a short period of time. I mean, if Walmart has tie-dye, they planned that buyout a year ago.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's evidently on trend. So we are making, with my own two hands, all the masks that are online, and we've got tie-dye. Now we have solid tie-dyes, and we have them 2-ply and 3-ply, and now we're doing a Father's Day. We just put together, I don't know if it's up yet, a Father's Day promotion, and it's going to come in a beautiful box, and it's called but it's 7 masks in a box, and it would normally be $142 if bought separately, but we're doing a $99 special.
That's amazing.
So like, and then we're doing one with white. So yeah, so we're doing a lot of different things for that. And then what's great about that, that's buy one, give one.
Mm-hmm.
So every mask that you buy, we donate. And we don't just donate a white mask, which would be easier, believe me. The nurses, they shouldn't be treated anything less than that, than they are superstars.
Mm-hmm.
So we dye them, and we dye them and sell them, and we dye them and donate them. So it's a lot of effort goes into giving them love, and we have shipped out a couple of thousand already. We're definitely shipping more than we're selling, but that's okay. It's mm-hmm. going to a great.
Well, you know, Jill, I ordered 2 masks from your website for me and my boyfriend.
You did?
Yes.
Did you like them?
They're on their way right now, but I got the rainbow bright and the smoke colors, and I'm really excited.
Oh, I love them. So wait till you see what's coming now. If you like those are probably what the 2-ply. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing 3-ply in tie-dye.
Oh,
right,
amazing.
Now we have 3-ply solid. We just got adjustables on, which will be going up on the website, adjustable ones. But, you know, we'll just keep improving them and making it as fun as possible, you know, as in this time. And we'll have a color for everyone. Like we have, I'm going to have 100 colors by the time I'm done because I'm having so much fun dyeing.
Yeah.
I'll take a little bit of purple. I'll take a little bit of yellow. I'll take a little blue and yellow, and it makes purple, whatever. I'm having the best time. I'm learning the color wheel very well.
Yeah.
You know, about primary colors and all that stuff. So you can imagine. And it's all being done in my house, and also taking care of my parents who are here. So we feed them every night dinner. I do one meal a day now. I'm down to one mm-hmm. meal a day. The first 60 days, I was doing 2 meals. It's
too
much.
I know. It's a whole
one
to-do.
Meal a day, and it's a big meal. I have to think about it. What's the protein? What's the carb? Meanwhile,
right.
We've all gained weight. Gary, I think, has put on 20. I don't know how. I don't even have any bad food in the house.
I know. It's all the sitting around. Also, your parents, Gloria and Saul, are iconic. And I just am so happy that you're all spending time together.
Well, my father says he got food poisoning from me yesterday. He doesn't feel well.
Oh, no.
I don't think he got food poisoning from my house because none of us are sick.
Yeah.
But, so he's not feeling well. So he didn't come over today. But my dad comes over every single day. He stays here from 9 till 4 and then comes back for dinner. I mean, I'm so lucky that I have to say that even though this is a horrible thing for so many families and mm-hmm. so many terrible things, and including us, we can't go back to New York. Allie's moving out of her apartment.
Right.
Temporarily, at least, you know, I don't want to keep paying rent. Who knows when she'll be back.
Right.
So there's been a lot of upheaval. But considering everything, you know, we're really making the best of it.
Yeah. You know,
we're trying to do good. I believe, Hannah, that to those much is given, much is expected. And I live that motto. It's in my book. Tattooed, if I could put something on my body tattooed, that would be it. That would be my motto. To those much is given, much is expected. And we live it every day.
Yeah, you're a true mensch, Jill Zarin, I have to say. A mensch in every sense of the word.
I'm trying. So tell me about you, Hannah. Are you married, single?
I just moved in with my boyfriend in quarantine. Which is...
How's that going?
It's going well. We were planning on moving in together June 1st anyway, but this sort of like expedited the process. And we just keep saying, you know, if we don't hate each other by the end of this, then we'll be fine.
If you make it through this, you can make it through anything. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, good for you. And where do you live?
I live in Los Angeles, but I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what does your boyfriend do?
He works for a production company.
Oh, awesome. Good.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, tell him if he ever needs a housewife. You know, I do a little acting.
Oh, my God. I love that. Wait, Jill, can I ask you something that's like,
sure.
I don't know, kind of surface level, but it really interests me. Do you still love Diet Coke as much as you did in like 2010?
More. I'm drinking one right now.
I love Diet Coke, Jill, and there aren't a lot of us left. Like, people aren't as vocal about loving it as they were.
I know. Well, I'm addicted to it. It's the caffeine. If I go without Diet Coke by 11, and I don't realize it, right? By 11 o'clock, I have a headache. And I'm like, why do I have a headache? Oh, my God, my head is hurting. It's because I haven't had my caffeine.
You need a Diet Coke.
I'm addicted to it. I eat my Diet Coke. And you know what's so funny? My mother, I don't want to say anything to her, but my mother always is like, stop with the Diet Coke. You drink too many Diet Cokes. You're going to die from Diet Coke. Blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? Every night when we have dinner, she's like, can I have a little bit of that? She got addicted. Every single night, she wants some Diet Coke.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, of course, she would say, you drink too much. You can have a little. Mm-hmm. You know, she would always have something to say. But I just think it's ironic that I've now gotten my mother addicted to caffeine. But my mother and I have addictive personalities. She smoked and I smoked. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we both gave it up 20 years ago. But so we both have that addictive personality. So we're both addicted to nicotine. Now I'm addicted to caffeine. I have to be addicted to something. So, you know,
I'm with you. Yeah, I was going to say, in the grand scheme of vices, like, I really don't think Diet Coke is that bad. Also, I wanted to ask you, because I can't have you on and not bring up a little bit of Housewives. You know I have to.
Sure.
But
of course.
Do you still watch the show?
I do watch the show. I wish I had time to watch it more.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode and I did a live thing with my mother, which was hysterical.
Love that.
Because I wanted to see her reaction to everything. And she did come through for me. And then I think we watched the second one together. I missed this week, the one that was like a few days ago.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I guess the new one's on tonight. Oh, so I really need to watch it.
You'll have two to catch up on.
I'm not watching it because I have a thing like, oh, I don't want to watch it.
No, right.
That's bullshit. I love the show. I want to watch it. I want to know what's going on. I just haven't had time to watch it, but I will catch up.
I want to ask you, because I feel like Roni is probably my favorite franchise out of all of them. And truly. And I find the early seasons to be like so soothing. But it has really evolved like over the years. Like, I feel like in those early seasons, first of all, you connected like everybody. And in those early seasons, it was a lot about like etiquette and elegance and class and, you know, all those things that Luann talks about. And now it's like,
by the way, I can't get it. Every time you say those words, I can't think of, you know, elegance is learned by friend.
Yeah.
You know, it's everything is a song from The Housewives.
Yes.
From Luann. She wrote it all.
And you were in the Chic C'est La Vie video, which is my favorite one.
Chic C'est La Vie, c'est bon, c'est bon.
Yes. But like, it's now it's like who can get the most fucked up and who is the most like belligerent at a party. And I kind of just want to know because, you know, you don't. Yeah. I want to know what you think of that, because you're a Diet Coke drinker. Like, you wouldn't be drunk in those situations.
And I'm not sober. I don't think people. And by the way, it wouldn't matter if I am.
For sure.
I don't not drink because I'm sober. I don't drink because I don't like alcohol. Period.
Right.
I never liked it. I don't like the taste of it. A lot of Jews are like me. My sister doesn't drink. My parents will have a glass of wine here or there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even enjoy a glass of wine. Like, they'll have one because they enjoy it. I don't even enjoy it. You could give me a $1 million bottle and I won't know the difference, and I'll like spit it out because I don't have the taste buds for it. I don't know. I have taste buds for Diet Coke.
Right.
So I guess if you like Diet Coke, you're not going to like a good wine. But with that being said, you know, I'm not an angel. I am an angel now. I haven't been an angel in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've lived life.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole altered personality and whatever was great when I was, you know, let's call it 15 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
I think at 50 plus, for sure, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. And now, the other thing is, you know, when I see one of the elders, and you know what I'm talking about, you know, when I see one of the elder women, the original women, the one who's been on the most, you know, hanging out with a 35-year-old girl who's, you know, 35.
Yeah.
And doing crazy things, I feel like a mother to her versus a friend. You could be a friend and a mother at the same time.
Right.
But, you know, she's old enough, young enough to be my daughter.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I kind of think it's weird that they do that anyway in the show. It's like, if you want to make it younger and make a new show, fire the cast, make a new name, whatever.
Right.
But really, when you're mixing it up, I kind of think you should mix it up with people of your own age.
Right. Right. Like, bridging the generational gap does present, you know, its own, I don't even want to say challenges, but you definitely have the women having different thoughts on different things like tattoos, etc., you know.
I actually filmed with them a scene about the tattoos in the Hamptons, but it got cut.
Oh.
And I was like thrown in. You know, I had no context. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
I didn't know what people liked or didn't like. But yeah, that question was thrown to me. So what do you think of her tattoos? And of course, I found out that everyone was so horrified by them. And I was like, I don't want them. I don't want my daughter to have them.
Yeah.
She can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery. And it's not just that. I don't believe that anybody, if you ask them at 70 years old, are they happy they have tattoos that can't be removed? Has it been, would they do it again? I don't know anyone other than maybe a Hell's Angel
yeah.
who would say, if I could do it again, I'd do it again.
Yeah.
And for that reason, why does it have to be permanent? With technology, you can have tattoos, make them removable. They'll last a week.
Right.
Do whatever you want. I don't mind. You can put a tattoo on your face. Just don't make it permanent.
Yeah.
You know, you want to color your hair? Do whatever you want. You want to put piercings? It grows back.
Right.
But to do something permanent
right.
that you can't change, you know, without a lot of suffering and it's scarring, that's, to me, not so smart. But
yeah.
you know what? Her tattoos are her tattoos.
Right.
And that's kind of what I said. I think they wanted me to go hard line,
yeah.
you know, against them.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. That's probably why it was cut.
Well, you know? I miss you on the show, Jill. And I miss you every day. I know you're pressed for time. I want to ask you one last question. Just because you're the ultimate brown-eyed unicorn and your Jewish mother energy is just so comforting, especially in these crazy times. And in closing, I just want to know, is there one piece of Jewish mother wisdom you can share with my listeners?
It's so hard to give you one.
I know. You have a whole book about it.
I got so flattered last night. I have to say, I'm very, you know, you know what cameos are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for your listeners who don't know, cameos is a company that started, which is brilliant, and gives fans the ability to connect, to get a message from a celebrity at a given price. It used to be up to a minute. Now they leave it up to the celebrity to do whatever they want. Mine are usually 3 or 4 minutes. I can't shut up. But even with your interview, I say 15 minutes, and then I go on. I'm late for the next one. It's whatever.
I love it.
So I have to say I am so lucky. I'm not lucky. I don't know if the word's lucky. I get the most incredible requests from the most incredible people. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So last night or a few days ago, I got a cameo request from the father of his daughter who's graduating Harvard Law School today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why'd they pick me? He could pick anybody. Why? And he wasn't the only one. I get a lot of doctors. I get a lot. I had 2 doctorates in the last week of graduations.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I get the smart ones, you know?
Yes.
But then they want the Jewish mother advice, so I love it. And, of course, a lot of them are Jewish.
Yeah.
To be honest. That girl's name, I didn't ask, but, you know, her name is a very Jewish name. And her name, first name is Rachel,
mm-hmm.
but her last name is definitely Jewish. I'm sure they're Jewish.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we believe in education, education, education.
Mm-hmm.
So piece of advice. Well, your listeners are probably young. So I could, you know, gear it towards just life in general.
Yeah.
I gave her some really good advice. I gave her some good wisdom, which I played for my sister and my dad
mm-hmm.
because they're my go-tos
mm-hmm.
in life. And they thought it was the best I'd ever done. So I'm going to give you the advice that I gave to this girl who just graduated Harvard today, which is you got to dig deep and you got to be honest. Trust your gut. But you got to be honest. And especially for her, she's a lawyer. My father's a lawyer. My sister's a lawyer. And I remember the things that my father told me throughout growing up of business situations that he faced, that she will face of ethics,
mm-hmm.
of that, what they call the gray area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you do it or you don't do it? And it's not always clear. You know, and that's why there are judges, and that's why there are lawsuits, and that's why there's a lot of things that go on, right?
Mm-hmm.
To assess the gray area. My advice to her was, when you hit that gray area, always do the right thing and always be honest. And when someone asks you to do something that's gray, that you know is gray, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth your license. It's not worth your reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And my father and sister thought that was the best advice because, you know, being a lawyer and coming from Harvard or whatever, she's going to be thrown into a lot of situations of clients wanting to go gray,
mm-hmm.
trying to do things that, you know, may or may not be legal or ethical.
Right.
And so that was my advice to her. So, but for young people who are just kind of getting out there in the world,
mm-hmm.
the simple advice, which is true advice, is never be late.
Mm-hmm.
I know in my case with you, but I kept on rescheduling.
No, I appreciate you.
Situation. But when you are looking for a job or things like that, and you're the one who's, you know, looking for versus giving, you need to never be late.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom, never be late. And when I do Zoom, I come in 5 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who's there early. You know, especially when it's new business opportunities, I like to know and listen. Mm-hmm. So that's like, you can't, and you know where I read that also, believe it or not, and it has nothing to do with politics. Mm-hmm. Ivanka Trump wrote a book when she was like 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I really admired her as a businesswoman at that young age, because mm-hmm. she had already built like a little mini empire.
Right.
And I know her, and I just really admired her, and I'm not a big reader, but I bought her book and I read it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she talks about a story of how she had an interview, and she, the day before, it was in Brooklyn. She never went to Brooklyn or didn't know it. You know, she got herself out there. She did a trial run just so she wouldn't be late. And that was kind of an example that I give people, is that,
yeah.
you know. Okay, so that's one, beating a dead horse. And then the other one is, let me think of something else. Nothing. Okay. The old fashioned thank you note.
Mm-hmm.
Never too old.
Oh my gosh, Jill. I love thank you notes. They're my favorite thing in this world.
That's right. When you have an interview, when you do, I mean a job interview. When you're going for an interview, whatever.
Yeah.
Follow it up with a thank you note. Anything is a note. And you know who the best note person is that I know? And
yeah.
It's not me. And by the way, do as I say, not as I do. I'm not so good at it. And I wish I was, but I wish someone told me at a younger age to get in the habit. Kelly Bensimo. No matter what I did or did, I always got a thank you note. And not only from her, from her kids.
Oh my gosh.
I got a thank you note. If I said happy birthday, if I left him a message on the phone, I got a thank you note.
Oh my gosh.
Real, and it's just two words. But it's two words. She's got great handwriting and her big name, Kelly. And it really meant a lot to me, and I never forgot it.
Oh, that's amazing. I just love Kelly Kaloran Ben-Simon. She's also iconic.
She's amazing.
Jill, I don't want to take up more of your time, but really quick, where can my listeners like find you? And also, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. And good luck with your podcast.
Thank you.
JillZarin.com is where you can find me, and Mrs. Jill Zarin on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. But if you are interested in Nauseous for Nurses, no donation is too small. Even a dollar is a cookie. We'll take it. We love it. If you want to give in a different way, you can buy masks because you know we're going to donate.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to do a pride mask for Gay Pride Month.
I love that.
Do something where it's going to be, you know, I think it's going to be like $100, and then we're going to give $25 of that to the men's one of the crisis centers,
mm-hmm.
and then we will donate masks also. To them.
That's amazing.
You know, to match. So we'll do something nice. So it's a double nice.
Great.
And that's what we're doing. And of course, rugs. Oh, I forgot my rugs. Rugs, if you need outdoor rugs, I have the best ones at the best prices. And I'm not even joking. For $100, get an outdoor rug. Changes your whole, if you have a terrace, get a little rug. Get a 3x5. They're amazing.
I love it.
Get a tiny rug. Get a rug on your outdoor terrace or, you know, in your backyard. It changes the whole environment. Even if you just get a little runner and put it under your lounge chair. It
mm-hmm.
changes everything. And if you look at the photos on my website, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, I saw the photos.
A lot of people send pictures. I'm telling you, they're doing phenomenal. So I'm really happy about that.
Amazing. And I have a discount code I'm going to give my listeners too.
Absolutely.
Jill, thank you so much for being here and stay safe and be well.
And if you have any questions or anything, give me a call, okay?
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Bye. Thanks. Bye. Holy shit. I just interviewed Jill Zarin. All right, y'all, that was easily the most fulfilling like 21 minutes of my life. I can't believe I've come this far. Thank you all so much for listening, and make sure to tune in tomorrow. And again, that discount code is Hannah at JillZarin.com. JillZarin.com. If you need a rug, if you need really anything, she has a lovely website, okay? And so many businesses and so many side hustles, and I really look up to her for that. So code Hannah at JillZarin.com. Get yourself an outdoor rug, an indoor rug, whatever you need. I love her. You guys, that was amazing. That was like the pinnacle of my career thus far. Thank you all so much for listening. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.